Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Remember the class where I taught y'all how to make it rain?
Make it rain.
Dollar bills, y'all.
Monday Fun Day, March 4th. Can't believe it, 2019. Welcome in. Another edition of Make It Rain here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Joe Ranieri alongside Dane Martinez.
Morning, Joe.
I got to tell you, man, I had quite a fun weekend.
Okay.
And I would suggest, Dane, that on the bucket list between now and the end of time,
anybody
within earshot, attend a PGA Tour event.
Little Honda Classic?
I was at the Honda Classic, one of the best finishes. But the reason I want you to go to the event has absolutely nothing to do with the actual golf. That's just an added. If you actually have the golf that's pretty competitive like it was yesterday with a couple of guys you actually know, then that's even more power to you. No, you have to go because what you learn rather quickly at a PGA Tour event when you go is
a lot
that
of MILFs walking around.
There's nobody there for the golf, or actually a very small portion of people are there for the golf. The majority of the time spent at a PGA Tour event is strictly how much alcohol can one assume in a 9 to 10 hour period. You get there early. You know, you go to the practice green, you see a couple of guys putt, you're like, wow. And then you immediately go to the one of any of, I don't know, maybe 200 bars that are stationed out throughout the golf course. And all you do is get hammered all day long to the point where maybe could very well be the best people watching, Dan, you've ever seen in your life. Because do you know what it's like watching people after 8 hours drinking on a golf course trying to walk back in? And then party it up again. You have any idea what that might look like, my friend?
Listen, I have been to the Preakness Stakes, which I will put up against anybody, any place, any time. It's like Woodstock and Mardi Gras had a baby in a cage is the Preakness. But I can only imagine that this would be similar. And as you know, Joe, I am in the market for bachelor party destinations. And I've heard that maybe the Honda Classic is one, but I've heard that there's that crazy one out there in Arizona, you know, the Phoenix Open, the Waste Management Open, that's supposed to be a little bit of a party as well. I don't know much about golf as much as like to have that be the destination, but you're selling me, Joe. I like that.
Yeah, don't need to know anything because the majority of the people, let me tell you how people don't have any idea what they're at, okay? You can tell immediately when you walk into the event. The people who have never been to a golf tournament before. How do I know that? Look at their shoes. The amount of women wearing high heels that are coming onto a golf trying to walk it through a golf course to try and get it by. They walk in with the high heels. About an hour later, they're holding their shoes. Right. They're half undressed. It is an absolute, when I tell you, I can't even say it. It is an S show when I tell you at the highest degree. You don't need to know anything about golf Nobody there knew who Ricky Fowler was. Nobody knew who Keith Mitchell was.
Forget about it, right?
No, forget. Well, he's actually from there. He actually went to high school in the town that the tournament was in. So he had a little contingency of people, locals, that knew him. But the majority of the people there, it is a unbelievable crap show, my friend. One that has nothing to do with the golf and one that has everything to do with four straight days of total intoxication, total party. And by the way, once the golf is over, it keeps going till about 1 o'clock in the morning with all the parties and the tents on the golf course, my friend, on the golf course.
I like that. That sounds good. You know, like I said, I'm new to the golf game, but I can be compelled. Here's what I would tell you. Here's what I got to ask you, Joe. I was out having a beer with my friends over the weekend, right? Mm-hmm. And we talked about this. You mentioned, like, you know, the golf crowd is not for golf. I would put it up against this. MTV actually for music videos, cell phones actually for phone calls, or yoga pants actually for yoga? Does it rival those three things, or do you think that those are just not for their actual use even more? I think it's yoga pants and for your yoga, but MTV for music videos and cell phones for actually phone calls are up against it as well. But you're saying that there's a similar kind of these golf fans were not actually fans of golf. They were just fans of the drink tent, huh?
I will say this, though. The one thing they all those things have in common is the fact that none of them started out to where they are now. MTV started out about music videos. The cell phone actually started about making a damn phone call. Yoga pants were actually, believe it or not, for women who wanted to go to yoga because nobody else had them other than
now
women
like
who
were. Now
they're
like business casual attire. You know what I mean?
Everything is more, and people used to go to golf tournaments because they liked golf and they had an opportunity to see their players. But all of those things have now morphed into anything but their intended purpose. Nobody is there to watch golf. Very few people are there to watch the actual golf. They're just there to get lit up. Some people don't even know, you know, what golf is. They could care less and you know, down the line. So I will say that they all originated with, in you know, the purpose was
your
to do
intentions.
Just that. Great, exactly. But now they have morphed into anything but, and can we just get hammered? And I'm telling you, next year you've got to come down to the Honda Classic regardless. We'll go to South Beach. We'll go for your bachelor party down at South Beach. We'll come up. We'll hit the golf tournament, and then you may never get married and hate me after that all day long.
Hey, Joe, would you say that this is the Happy Gilmore effect in real life?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. But it's not, and just keep in mind, it's not just here. I'm telling you, you go to any golf tournament, and listen, you've got them up coming up by you. You got Shinnecock, you got Bethpage, you got tournaments that are coming up in the Northeast, man. Go grab tickets and go to one, and you tell me, man, how many people are there for the actual golf.
Interesting. I will definitely like to check it out. Let me ask you this, though, because I did watch a little bit of this yesterday. I saw Koepka and Fowler and then the kid Mitchell, who wound up winning, and this was like his first ever win. And then they showed at the very end, you know, he gets like an exemption for the next 2 years on the tour. He gets to play in the Masters. You know, what a moment for this kid, right? He was on like the Latin American tour or the, you know, web.com tour. And with this, you know, he drained something like a 15, 20 footer on the last hole to actually seal the victory. And what are some of these things he gets? Like now he's exempt and he gets an exemption on the PGA Tour for like the next 2 years. Joe, when he gets to play in the Masters, like this is a guy who, like I said, is on the Latin American tour, then all of a sudden steps up a huge, like, life-changing event and putt for this kid Mitchell, right?
He had to, you know, every year on the PGA Tour, you have to earn your card. You have to win a certain amount of money in order to continue to be able to play on the PGA. They only have 125 PGA Tour cards, so you have to earn it year after year. And a guy like this, I mean, he had to be invited. He had to qualify on a couple of rinky-dink tournaments to be able to even get here. And by winning this, he wins, you know, close to $1 million, number one. But now he doesn't have to worry about where he's going to be playing now for the next 3 years because he is exempt. He gets to go to the Masters. So all you got to win is one on the PGA Tour, and they'll keep you around for quite a while. And now he's made enough money that he'll be able to be exempt. And it is life changing. And to do it the way he did it, by having Ricky Fowler and having Brooks Koepka, we're talking
Vijay
Singh,
two
U.S. Open. He drills a 15-footer on the final hole to win it. Me, you and I'd have peed myself. That'd have been the end of it. Ridiculous. All right, welcome in here. It is Monday Fun Day, Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Come back, we'll make it rain.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text YOUTH to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text YOUTH to 321321. That's YOUTH to 321321.
Eventually, it's going to happen. You'll turn the key and your engine won't start. Don't lose your ability to get around. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts for a superstart battery. Whether it's a reliable economy, hardworking premium, or powerful extreme, you'll find it at an everyday low price. Don't let that battery slow you down. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I had great results. I lost 70 pounds. I weighed 265 and went down to 195. My doctor told me, if it works for you, then do it. But a lot of people say to me, how did you lose the weight? I said, I take Andro 400 every day. I'm going to take it forever.
That was Walt talking about Andro 400. Now listen to what Bob has to say.
When you listen to your radio commercials, you say that's not possible. But since I've experienced it, your commercials aren't strong enough. I am 76 and I've had a belly for way too long. My whole body is shrinking. My energy level has gone up. And the only thing different is Andro 400. It's great stuff. I tried other products and nothing happened.
Guys, if you'd like to lose stubborn belly fat, gain energy, and feel years younger, try Andro 400. The safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
So Bryce Harper finally made it to the podium wearing himself a Phillies jersey, spoke to the fans of the Phillies, spoke to the media. What did he say? We'll tell you about that coming up here, bottom of the hour. But good morning. Welcome in, Joe and Ari, alongside Dane Martinez as we make it rain on a Monday to Fantasy Sports Radio Network. And I got to tell you, is it snowing still?
Oh, yeah, buddy. Oh, yeah, buddy. Really? We put a legit snow. Legit
really?
Snow. Like, I'm going to have to wipe the snow off of my car and dig myself out in a few hours. Like, legit snow as the calendar turns to March.
Oh, you know, I almost feel bad being
there at a golf tournament.
Yeah,
I'm in a hoodie and sweats.
Got to tell you, I was getting a little burn going on yesterday, man, hanging out in the sun there at the golf tournament. I feel almost terrible telling you that. Yeah, don't feel happy telling you that at all. Well, listen, happy shoveling, my friend.
Love it, Joe.
I'll be thinking about you today. I definitely will. You know, it was funny. Well, I was at the tournament yesterday. Actually, Saturday I was there, and yesterday I was there. And I was thinking yesterday morning when I woke up, I'm like, wow, exactly how do I want my steak? And the reason I say that is because I'm not sure if you happen to catch what happened on Saturday night, but the 12-51 Phoenix Suns.
Yep.
Yeah, actually.
Put it on LeBron.
Yeah, they beat LeBron and that Lakers team that was supposed to be making the playoffs. The Suns with the worst record in the NBA, tanking for Zion. They've lost 19 of their last 20, and yeah, the Lakers stink. I don't know how else to put this. They are totally discombobulated. They are not on the same page. And any chance of the Lakers actually trying to be able to make, what are they? They're in 10th place now. They're 4.5 games behind the Clippers for the 8th and final spot. 19 left to play here. It's going to be almost impossible for them to make up, especially with their schedule, try to make some of this up. You know, it was one thing that they beat Houston to start with. You know, if you're going to beat the teams you're not supposed to beat, that's nice. But you almost have to beat the teams that you're supposed to beat, like the Phoenix Suns. And now with 19 games left, I ask you, Dane Martinez, what do you think of our chances of making the playoffs now?
I think far less than what I thought about a week ago. Listen, here's the thing. You were talking about the schedule the entire time, Joe, right? And I was like, I was looking at the schedule, and honestly, I don't know if you remember, I said, let's talk about this on Tuesday, March 5th, which would be tomorrow. And that was because the Lakers just had a stretch of games where they played the New Orleans Pelicans twice, the Phoenix Suns, and the Memphis Grizzlies. I thought they would make hay in those four games. I think in those four games against the Pelicans, the Grizzlies, and the Suns, literally three of the four worst teams in the Western Conference. I thought if they were going to be serious, I thought it was set up for them to go 4-0 in those games. I believe, Joe, they went 1-3 in those games, beating New Orleans just once, losing to Memphis and losing to Phoenix, right? So I thought that instead of 30-33, they would be sitting here at 33-30, and that in fact would be, you know, right there, half a game out of the eighth spot. But they defecate the mattress against the worst teams in the league. So, you know, unless something dramatic changes. And if you heard late last week, Joe, I was using like, nah, it's only two in the loss column. Nah, it's only two in the loss column. That was my new kind of like halfway to try to still stay alive. Well, I'm here to say it is now four in the loss column with 19 left to play, Joe. So, you know, I'm going to hold out hope because anything can happen. But I no longer think it will be the case.
It's just what an absolute circus it has turned into for the Lakers. And I know Jeannie Buss came out over the weekend trying to, you know, trying to give people the impression as if LeBron doesn't have really anything to do with what happened with the whole debacle of AD. You know, like it wasn't LeBron who wanted to trade the whole team away. You know, don't be blaming LeBron. It's not LeBron. Yeah, I am fairly certain that no matter what you say, Jeannie Buss, you allowed LeBron, like other teams have in the past, you allowed him to gain full control of your organization. He runs the NBA. He runs the Lakers. And unfortunately for you, you got LeBron at a point in his life and a point where his career where basketball is not the number one priority. And I don't think he's lost any sleep over not getting the Anthony Davis deal done. I know he tried. I know he gave his best effort, but I don't think he's got so many other things going on right now that I don't think he cares whether he makes the playoffs this year. I don't think he's losing any sleep over the Anthony Davis not coming, that this team is just in total shambles. To me, LeBron is so busy doing other things at this point in his life that it's showing more and more like this is just hurry up. Let's get the season over. I got a bunch of photo shoots. I got movies to make. I got a lot of things going on in the summertime I got to get to.
Yeah, Space Jam 2 comes out this July, you know what I mean? So he'll still have plenty of things to do. I think we saw this, remember about a week ago, wasn't LeBron like out shooting a music video or something like that and then got a DNP, you know, in a game ever? And this was with playoff mode activated, Joe.
Load
Let's not get it twisted.
You know, load management.
Playoff mode was activated, and the Lakers are 3-7 in their last 10. So if that's going to be activation, that is just not going to get it done. Honestly, Joe, I mean, listen, I was taking this because on Christmas Day, when he got injured originally, the Lakers were the 4 seed in the West at that point in time, Joe. And I made the analogy that LeBron was just like Tom Brady to me. Every time you think it's the fall of Rome, every time you think it's not going to happen, lo and behold, there they are. Right. So I, you know, my point was off of kind of what I had seen in the past, but this is the West, not the East. This is a 33-year-old banged-up LeBron. This is a LeBron that doesn't have the rest of the team that can snap it on in a veteran kind of mode. And this is LeBron who, as we said before, made this decision to go to L.A. for a branding reason, not for a basketball reason, and that is coming to pass. Next year, when Magic finally gets him some max-level players to join, then maybe they'll take another shot at it. But LeBron will be 1 year older, so we'll see how it goes down. But the purple and gold, I doubt, will be in the playoffs this season. But that's okay, because now I can fully throw my support behind the Sacramento Kings, Joe.
And maybe the best part about this was that over the weekend, I think, too, LeBron passed Kobe for fifth place all time on field goals made. I think that was just – that is absolutely priceless, that that the timing of it, it could not have been any better, where you're going to put LeBron's name and Kobe's name in the same breath when, unfortunately – Kobe Bryant and the Lakers, and I feel bad. I really do for the Lakers faithful who put their faith in the LeBron James move as if this was going to catapult them back to greatness again. And I really do, because you had the town split to begin with. You've got the Magic Lakers, you've got the Kobe Lakers, and now you had a bunch of people hoping more than realizing what that LeBron James Lakers team was really going to look like. And time is running out. I got 1 year left here, as far as I'm concerned. If he doesn't get what he wants this offseason, if he can't get an Anthony Davis, if he can't get the Pelicans, who I need to remind everyone, it's not like Anthony Davis is a free agent.
That he's under contract.
He's under contract, people.
Similar to how the Pittsburgh Steelers will decide the right price for Antonio Brown, the New Orleans Pelicans will decide the right price and landing spot, okay, for Anthony Davis. It's absolutely true. But, Joe, here's the thing, though. I do think if they are good next year, that it is not a completely failed experiment.
I don't know how they're going to be good next year. Honestly, I don't, because
you don't think
he does. They don't
attract one max guy, though. You don't think they'll attract one max guy this offseason?
How does this help LeBron or the Lakers in any way? The whole debacle of what happened this year. How does that help attract anybody to LA? See, here's the thing.
Is the only
people
I'll
forget.
Tell you why. Go ahead.
Well, here's what you got to admit. It used to be that if you wanted your brand to be out there, right? If you wanted to elevate your brand and your popularity, you almost had to go to a New York. You had to go to an LA. You don't need to do that with Instagram anymore. You can elevate your own brand in Oklahoma City. So you don't need the Lakers anymore. That's the problem.
And for Portland. We're seeing
exactly.
It.
Exactly. Oklahoma City. We'll talk more about this coming up, as well as what's going on with Bryce Harper. Welcome, Philadelphia, I think. We'll talk about it next. Make it rain, Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
The Fantasy Sports Network is hitting you from all angles with the best fantasy sports and betting analysis. You can catch the latest programming on so many platforms, there's no way you'll miss out on any of the award-winning programming we pump out every single day. You can listen through the FNTSY Radio app, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher. Download our podcast through iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Audioboom, and you can watch select programming on the FNTSY YouTube channel. The Fantasy Sports Network, your only source for fantasy sports and wagering anytime and anywhere.
This place is great. Where are we?
We're at Quintas.
Quintas?
Guntitas.
Oh, you mean meat farms?
It's Genta's Meat Farm Supermarket. Genta's Meat Farms has 9 locations across Long Island, bringing you local farm fresh produce, butcher shop quality meat with custom cuts, and bakery fresh goods all at the best prices. Genta's Meat Farms. You might not know how to say it, but you know where we are.
Genta's!
It's not just fresh, it's Meat Farms fresh.
If you've heard of WeatherTech floor liners, you probably know that for your vehicle's floor, nothing protects better. But what about protection for the rest of your car or truck? I'm David McNeil, founder of WeatherTech. Besides our floor liners, we design, engineer, and manufacture a wide range of automotive accessories right here in America. And just like our floor liners, everything is done to the highest standards possible. We understand what kind of investment owning a vehicle can be, so we do everything possible to help you protect it. We don't take shortcuts, and we never make concessions when it comes to quality. For everything from cargo liners to cleaning and detailing supplies to mud flaps and car covers, the one place you need to go is WeatherTech.com. So if you are familiar with our floor liners, just imagine how well the rest of our products will work for you. Learn more about our full line of automotive accessories at WeatherTech.com or call 1-800-CAR-MATS. WeatherTech.com, proudly made in America.
It's college basketball season, and the Monmouth Park Sportsbook by William Hill is your best bet to watch and wager on all the games leading up to the big tournament. Watch every minute of action on our 75-foot HD video wall. Wager on props, parlays, over-unders, and much more. Go to monmouthpark.com for hours and information. Excludes New Jersey college teams and college events taking place in New Jersey. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Roto experts.
In this day and age, is any free agent really off limits to any team these days? You know, like you said, baseball is in a good place. You know, there's revenue sharing. The game is making money. I mean, I like the fact that the Padres were able to sign a Machado. You know, it just shows you that the quote-unquote small market teams, you know, still have funds available to pursue the top talent in baseball.
Sundays, 8 a.m. Eastern on the Fantasy Sports Network and on your popular podcast providers.
Happy Monday to you as we make it rain on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Joe Ranieri, Dane Martinez, and please welcome to the stage, ladies and gentlemen, your newest Philadelphia Philly, Bryce Harper.
We want to bring the title back to D.C. I want to be on Broad Street.
Oh, ouch. Yeah, that you're not in D.C. anymore, my friend.
I think Broad Street's in Philly, Joe.
Yeah, I'm just, you are, yeah, you're not in D.C. anymore there, Bryce. You're actually, at least I'm fairly certain you're not.
We want to bring the title back to D.C. I want to be on Broad Street.
Yeah, you want to bring that title back to, ouch, oops. Welcome to Philadelphia. I'm sure Philadelphia Phillies fans are willing to go. You know what? No big deal. Welcome in, Bryce. Got a new number. He's got a new attitude. And by the way, there's something, and it's hard for me to, we didn't get a chance to talk about this on Friday much, Dan, because we were inundated with combine stuff going on, which we'll get to, by the way, coming up. But there's something, I don't know, there's something commendable about a dude signing a $330 million 13-year contract where there are no outs. Like, this dude is committed to the city of Philadelphia, to the team of Philadelphia, in a day and age where every 2 years you guys are trying to figure out a way to be able to, A, get more money, B, move, leave, do whatever they have to do. For a guy to go, you know what, 13 years, I don't want to go anywhere, guys. This is it. I want to, for better or for worse, we are going to be married for the next 13 years, and I'm committed to making it happen. There's something actually a little old school about it, but commendable as a $330 million contract can be.
Yeah, I buy that. You know, the question is, though, you know, we see players all the time waive their no trade clause, you know, at some point in the contract, you know. So it's nice that it's there now, 13 years, $330 million. It looks like Bryce Harper will be a Philadelphia Philly for life until he's like 39 years old. I think it goes up until, you know, 2031. Who knows what'll be going on then? You know, maybe this game will just be played in VR kind of sound systems by that point in time, which is, I fully believe, will happen. But yes, it is commendable. There's no opt-outs. There's no trade clauses. Looks like he will be there for a while. And honestly, it looks like the Philadelphia Phillies are building something, okay? They signed, you know, Realmuto, Segura, David Robertson to be a closer for them. They have a young stud in Aaron Nola. We'll see how many years left they get out of Arrieta. They got some other kids coming up. So listen, the Phillies are primed to be a solid squad. My only thing is that this NL East, they are going to beat each other up. And yes, Joe, it is commendable that there's no opt-outs, there's no trade clause, but we see those things change all the time. Players waive their no trade clause. So if you ask me right now, will Bryce Harper still be a Philly in the year 2030? Probably, but you never know. He might be a trade piece, you know, in 2026, for all I know, Joe.
Yeah, listen, we don't know what the sun's going to rise tomorrow, but the truth is, the guy went out and signed a guaranteed 13-year, $330 million contract to play for one city, and his reasoning behind it was, And I don't think what a lot of people don't understand about Bryce Harper is I think he has the people have the wrong perception of him. He's a very religious man. He's a Mormon, married his girlfriend, 19 years old. This is a family guy. This is a dude who, you know, on the outside, you're looking at him. You would not get the impression of the kind of person he is. He doesn't want to move. He doesn't want to move for his family. He is not about what the 2019 athlete is right now, about the every 2 or 3 years. Yes, I'm sure it was about the money on some level, the $330 million. But I think what he doesn't get enough credit for. And by the way, it may be the biggest contract in volume as far as the dollar amount. But he took a lot less
in AAV,
than a Manny Machado or that he
or
could
Arenado.
Have made. Yeah, and I think the reason he did it, he told us in the press conference, it might have to do with a fellow Major League Baseball player who's going to come down this road in a couple of years as well.
You know, I think some of it should go back to the players as well. I'm making 26 a year or something like that. So I think that's going to be able to bring some other guys in as well to be able to help this organization win. I know there's another guy in about 2 years that comes up off the books. We'll see what happens with them.
Yeah, that guy would be Mike Trout he's talking about. And he was referring to, why did you take less per year than you could have gotten? Why did you go 25, 26 million when you could have gotten 30, 35 million? And his answer was, yeah, he's got a plan in the long run while he's staying there. Is he can go to a Mike Trout, who is from, by the way, the Philadelphia area. He's a part of South Jersey there. So Trout is a huge Philadelphia fan. We know this. He goes to all the Eagles games. Don't think for 1 minute that in the day and age of players talking and communicating to each other that Bryce Harper can go to Mike Trout and say, listen, dude, I'm not going anywhere. Like, if you come here, right, you and I, we could be the cornerstone of your hometown Phillies. You know, we can do this together. Don't think for 1 minute that's not playing into why he took this contract, or B, that they aren't going out and making a big pitch in a couple of years for Mike Trout.
Yeah, I hear you. Listen, remember, we put this poll up, I think, last week, or I think maybe I did it on Freestyle instead, which was like, what should be the most important factor, right? And the total contract value is one of them versus the AAV, you know, was a different one. That's when I still thought maybe the 2 for $80 was possible with some of these big boys. You know, maybe the Dodgers would swoop in. But the other thing was the quality of life in that city, where now people are not banging Manny Machado for being in San Diego. I wouldn't mind being a 26-year-old in San Diego for half the season, right? Or is it the quality of the team? And we talk about this. You're mentioning now, Joe, this idea that, you know, Harper can take the quote-unquote haircut to allow for Mike Trout maybe in his contract that might start with the number 4. But just think about this, Joe. You were down there with the Miami Heat, right, with Wade and LeBron and Bosch, and they all took the quote-unquote haircut to fit each other on the books, you know, and that's another thing that players are really starting to think about. If I don't do my max money, I can then fit someone else. Tom Brady does it all the time, right, to give the Patriots enough money to build a contender. If a team or if a player is really thinking about winning, they have to understand that you can't lock up the entire finances for only them. So that's what Bryce Harper's saying. But, you know, it's nice and easy to say when that means that your AAV is like 26, 27 instead of 33, 34. When you're at that level, sure, I'll take $7 million less if you're still making 25 a year. I get to sound magnanimous. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I created room for other people when you're still getting $330 million. So it's kind of like the nice thing to say, you know, to make it look like he's not just a money-grubbing
fool. But keep in mind, everybody else you just mentioned is in a salary cap league. Major League Baseball is not a salary cap league. He didn't have to do a damn thing. You know, you talk about LeBron and you talk about a Miami Heat, their only choice was to take the haircut if they wanted to play together. That haircut doesn't exist in Major League Baseball until now, when Bryce Harper just brought it up and said, hey, listen, I'm okay with making $25 million a year. And listen, in 3 years, I could be worth $40 million. Who knows? But the reality is, I would rather just keep it at $25 million, even though I don't have to, and allow for the opportunity for this team and this organization to go out and get a Mike Trout or whoever it might be in a couple of years. So he's kind of a trailblazer in that effect, where this is baseball. You don't have to take a haircut in baseball, especially if you're Bryce Harper. You know, if you're LeBron And you're going to have to take less money. You don't have to take less money in this situation.
You don't have to take less money. And you talk about these other sports that have a salary cap. And while that is true, Joe, they have a hard salary cap. I could make the argument or the point that over the last couple of years, with what we've been, you know, suspecting that the owners are doing here, is in essence, in my opinion, trying to implement themselves with a soft salary cap, right? Like a collusion, almost, this idea that, no, we're not going to go to that level. So, yes,
yeah,
there is not a hard salary cap.
Not with superstars. Not with superstars. Stars. You want to talk about the pitcher who's 500, who isn't worth $20 million a year because his, you know, his career record is just, you know, two games over 500. I get it, but absolutely not with the Manny Machados and the Bryce Harpers and soon to be Mike Trouts of the world.
But if you look at it in totality, right, they have to save a little bit with Mikel Franco at third base, with Segura at shortstop, maybe with Enola who comes up, so and with the $7 million, let's say, that Bryce saved them. You put that all in totality, and then now you have the room for a guy like Mike Trout. I get you that, yes, they're still
going to pay. But it starts with Bryce Harper.
Sure.
It starts with him.
But what I'm saying is, yes, the stars are still going to get their pay. And we saw that with Arenado. We saw that with Machado. We saw that with Harper, right? What I'm saying is that the owners collectively, though, even in Major League Baseball, even without a salary cap, are starting to be more frugal in general. So they're going to have to save here and there and there and to come up with money for Mike Trout, whether that's in Philly or New York or anywhere else. We're starting to get into a day and age where it's not just, you know, blank checks a la the Steinbrenners.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, keep in mind, too, the Red Sox still had a $200 million payroll last year and bought themselves a World Series. You know, that I can argue that as well. So I don't know how frugal they are just yet. You know, winning is still important.
But they didn't
to
go
some
ahead and sign
organizations.
Craig Kimbrell. They didn't sign Craig Kimbrell.
But they don't need Craig Kimbrell. You know, that team is not built around – he's not Mariano Rivera. He's not somebody along those lines. He's Craig Kimbrell. So, and he was also pretty damn shaky last year. So – but you've got
right, but
the ability of teams to be able
spend
to spend
anything. They wouldn't care about it, Joe. They're starting to care.
Well,
and
no,
that
they're
is
starting
the
to care from the standpoint
year.
That they don't want to overpay for the mediocre player, which is what happened for years in Major League Baseball. I could be a career 240 hitter right. and still make $18 million a year. There's something seriously wrong with that system, and it couldn't be sustained. The stars should be getting paid what they're getting paid. The Nolan Arenados, the Bryce Harpers, Machados. You go get whatever you can get because, quite honestly, you are the game, okay? But if I'm a 500 pitcher or I'm a 230 career hitter, the idea of you making $15 million a year, it's ludicrous. How can you sustain that model?
No, I agree with you. All I'm saying is that it all adds up, right? So $7 million haircut from Bryce and all these mid-level guys. Now all of a sudden you can get up to 25, 30 or even more for a guy like Trout who comes up.
Yeah, I hope they get him because that would be fantastic for the Philadelphia. That's a ticket I might actually go see. All right, the combine over the weekend, some record-setting performances. We'll tell you who it is coming up next.
You know, as an allergy sufferer, you're wired differently.
I sure feel that way.
That's why there's Nasacort. It's different, too. You see, unlike antihistamines, Nasacort targets and inhibits more of the allergic inflammation that causes ear congestion and other nasal allergy symptoms.
My antihistamine doesn't do that?
None of them do.
Oh, that is different.
And it's why Nasacort's more effective at giving you 24-hour relief.
So even if I'm wired differently,
Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
I weigh 329 pounds. I was a heart attack waiting to happen. I got Andro 400. It makes me not so hungry. I started noticing more energy. I noticed my belly was starting to shrink up. I started seeing weight come off, 80-some pounds. I went from 330 to 245. For a 56-year-old guy to lose that much weight, it took something, brother. I feel great. I feel like I was when I was 35 years old.
That was Ruben. Now listen to what Josh says about Andro 400.
Well, I'll tell you, man, that stuff really works. It was insane. I've heard the commercials for a decade. I was like, you know, I'm just going to try it. My pants are like falling off. It really works. I bought suits last year for my new job, and they're falling off of me. It's insane.
Guys, if you want to lose belly fat, gain energy, strength, and muscle, and look and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. That's 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
If your vehicle is riding rough, it may be time for new shocks or struts. Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, buy a combination of two or four select Monroe or Rancho shocks and struts and get up to an $80 Visa gift card by mail. Improve your ride with Monroe or Rancho shocks and struts at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
My name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy. Some uncle I never knew called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars. And they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS, and they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less. 800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Catch the Going for the Green podcast each week on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network as the Daily Roto Crew breaks down the upcoming PGA tournament. From a fantasy perspective, Going for the Green talks course history, PGA betting, one and done fantasy picks, and a whole lot more. So you can separate yourself from the field and go for the green with Daily Roto this fantasy golf season on Audio Boom, iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, or your favorite podcast provider. And those guys, certainly I know, had Koepka and good old Ricky Fowler in the final group, or at least a chance at a tournament victory at the Honda this past weekend. But if you want to cash in, those are definitely the guys that you're going to want to listen to each and every week. And Dane, the poll question, our brackets. It is that time of year, my friend. Yeah. I understand we got a poll question up.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, now that the calendar has in fact turned to March, we are going to start our Make It Rain hater brackets, okay? Ooh. So we are going to find out what it is that the Make It Rain degenerates, that our crew, my peoples with the Stats Overbeat Cypher, what you guys hate the most, okay? So I see you guys in the chat room, John G, Kenny L, Justin, Jer T, everybody saying yo, 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 good morning. Happy Monday. We want to get your thoughts, okay? It'll be as Twitter polls at FNTSY. You can follow us also at Joe Ranieri, at Spittin' Speeds. We have four regions, okay? Our four regions are sports hate, transportation hate, technology hate, and significant other hate. We're going to put them up as polls. We're going to have you guys vote on them. Then we are going to advance them, and we are going to find out what people hate the most. So today, we are kicking it off with the 2 vs. 3 seeds in the technology hate region. So we ask you guys, what do you hate more? Is it bots and trolls, like sometimes we see them in the chat room? I see them all the time on social media. Or is it having to remember your password for different things, Joe? I don't know. I use like the same password for everything, Joe. And then sometimes they tell me like I have to switch it up and change it. So now I have derivatives and variations of the same password. And I'm always like, oh man, do I use the uppercase or the lowercase G here? You know, that sort of thing. So I am making my vote for remembering passwords, which is the 2 seed, because I don't really care about bots and trolls, Joe. When I think when we got trolls, that means we're doing something right. But you see the brackets up here, Joe. We're going to be using it as Twitter polls. We hope everybody gets into it, starts voting. We'll do it periodically in the first couple of weeks of March. And then really when March Madness gets going, we'll be into our semis, we'll be into our Final Four, and we'll see what the Make It Rain crew hates the most. But today's matchup on Twitter, you can see, do you hate more of having to remember your passwords online or bots and trolls. What do you say, Joe? Who are you voting for?
I got to tell you, nothing worse than a troll, man. Yeah, I'm with you. I have the password. Listen, my password is one of two, and that's it. And if it gets hacked, it gets hacked. I don't care because I am not. The last thing I hate is having to go, I don't remember my password, man, and then having to create a new one. So I eliminate it altogether. But the bots and the trolls, not knowing whether or not a person is real or unreal, drives me absolutely crazy. So my vote would go for the bots and the trolls. So hard to tell the two apart these days.
Yep, absolutely. Okay, so Joe's going with the bots and the trolls. I'm going with remember my passwords because I just hate that feeling when I'm stuck there. Because, Joe, if it's not the first thing I put out there, then I'm like, aw, damn it. You know, now where do I go? All right, so we want to know what you guys think. Kenny L. is out there. Justin, JRT, hit us up on Twitter. This will be at FNTSY Radio. We're going to leave it up today and tomorrow. See who moves on. Yeah, Kenny L. is already saying on Twitter, LOL speeds, every other month at work, my password is the story of my life. He's got to switch it up. So, Kenny, vote. We'd appreciate you guys. If you retweet it, tell a friend to tell a friend. We're going to find out in this month of March, what do you hate the most? Remember, our regions are technology hate, sports hate, transportation hate, and significant other hate. So let us know. You can vote on, and we'll be updating these polls and these brackets as Make It Rain hater madness as we move on, Joe.
Love, I don't know who came up with the artwork here, but I love the bracket.
That was
here
our guy,
on the
Steve,
screen.
Photoshop Steve, down there in
Photoshop
the fancy pit of misery. Yeah,
fantastic.
So we appreciate it to Steve for sure. So
good
we have
stuff,
to get him,
brother,
though.
Man.
Joe, we got to get him to update it. So maybe he'll only update it round by round. I don't think I can get him to update it every single day, but we'll find out. I'll see what we can do. But
stuff,
the polls
man.
Will also be up for 2 days instead of the usual one. This way we can stretch out the first round a little bit throughout the early part of March. And get on out there and vote. Make your voice be heard, people.
Love it, man. Love it stuff. All right, good. It's going to be one hell of a bracket. It's going to be one hell of a...
Yeah.
It's going to be a March Madness, too. I can tell you that right now. I believe Jerry Palm, CBS Sports bracketologist, he's going to be joining us a little bit later this morning. Can't wait to talk to him as we are just about ready for some conference championships, getting ready to take center stage over the next 7 days. Plenty of opportunity for you guys to make it rain here. But Jerry Palm is one of the best, and he's going to join us a little later this morning in the 8 o'clock hour. We'll get his thoughts on who the number one seeds are and who could possibly be, that bracket smasher. What is that one team, you know, number 10, 11, 12, or 13 that could end up ruining your bracket? We'll talk to Jerry a little bit later. Also, over the weekend, the NFL Combine, a lot of people talking about a couple of guys that really took center stage. Yesterday, Montez Sweat from Mississippi State you got to be kidding. The size of this guy, he ran the 40 in 4.42 at 260 pounds. Guys, this dude, he actually ran it at 4.41, which makes him faster than what Amari Cooper was. But man, oh man, he had a great Senior Bowl. This is a guy, and maybe the most impressive part all weekend long is the linebacker crew from this year. It may not be the best class we've ever seen, but the guys at the top, guys like Montez Sweat, guys like Devin White, another linebacker out of LSU, these guys are absolute beasts. He's another guy, 4.42. 260 at 4.42. Are you kidding me here?
Yeah, that's absolutely crazy. I think we're starting to see a few things, Joe. One is, remember, there's an evolution in the NFL going on into the speed and spread game. No different than the NBA, if you want to know the truth, right? We do not have anymore the two-down linebacker, the Takeo Spikes, Joe, that's going to stop the run. You know what I mean? In fact, what we have are safeties playing in the box as linebackers now, the Deion Buchanans. I've heard that people are going to want to move Landon Collins almost to be a linebacker these days in free agency. That is what we're talking about. So the fact that these guys can run 40s, the fact that these guys that are on the edge rushers or playing linebacker can move, that is not a surprise to me. I want to tell you, though, Joe, who I was the most impressed with just from a kind of like, wow, he did what over the weekend? And that was Buffalo quarterback Tyree Jackson. Joe, did you see this guy? This guy is 6'7". like 250, okay? He is bigger than Cam Newton and ran like a 4.58 or a 4.59. And here's what I want to say, Joe. Small school, incredible measurables, but accuracy issues, and we don't know about his level of competition. I heard the same exact thing about Josh Allen last year, Joe. So my question is, why is Josh Allen all of a sudden a top 10 pick? And this kid with, you know, a project, questionable accuracy, but incredible measurables, you know, small school, don't know about the competition. Why would there not be a quarterback's coach or an offensive coordinator, like outside of, you know, Haskins and Murray or Locke that people are saying? Why not take a chance on this kid if you're going to have to develop above any of these other guys that you're going to have to develop? You're telling me there's not going to be a QB coach or an OC that's like, this is the guy that's going to get me a head coaching job because I'm going to develop him into something real. I don't know why Tyree Jackson is seen as a third or fourth round pick, but Josh Allen was seen as a top 10 pick with many of the same kind of characteristics.
Yeah, many of the same, but different year, different draft class, different priorities for teams this year. Not nearly as many quarterback-hungry teams. Will he be drafted? Absolutely, he's going to be drafted. Will it be in the first round? Probably not, because of his fact that he is not ready. And it's not as if, listen, nobody thought Josh Allen was going to be the end-all, be-all and start right away for Buffalo. If I'm not mistaken, I don't think he did. He didn't even win the job out of camp. So it just
like
so
Nate
happened
Peterman,
that,
I think, started.
Yeah, the circumstances, you know, forced him into that starting role. But it's a different year. And, of course, it's all about hype. You know that when it comes to the draft. And nobody knows what anybody is going to do. And, I'm not even going to say that these – congratulations. I mean, Josh Allen, the dude, here's another guy that ran a 4.640, right? As an outside linebacker from Kentucky, pressed 225 pounds 28 times. The dude, here's a guy that opted to skip the draft last year in order to be able to bulk up a little bit and come back for his year at Kentucky. And he dominated in that position. And he's going to be, I think he's going to be a top five pick. When you want edge rushers, they are hard to find in this NFL. They are extremely valuable. So I think guys like Devin White, I think guys like Josh Allen, I think guys like Montez Sweat absolutely did themselves a service by going to the combine, putting up those numbers. But what about this lunatic guy here that when he took his shirt off over the weekend, did you see this guy? The wide receiver?
DJ Metcalf?
Oh, come on, dude. Did you?
Beast.
He had 1.8% body fat. Like, dude, what are you eating in order to be able
My
to get
1.8%? My man has like a 14-pack. You know what I mean?
Dude,
and
ridiculous.
He's a wide out. And then did you also see? I'll give it up to him. Did you also see that after he, you know, put forth incredible numbers at the combine, he wound up breaking down, calling his mom? And a lot of people saw that on camera, that he broke down crying, you know, after calling his mom. This is a guy who did have a checkered past. So the fact that he locked in kind of the numbers he needed to go ahead and be one of those top wide receivers. And people are talking about just like the freak that he is, the Calvin Johnson-esque kind of body and measurables that he had. He did secure himself being one of the top wide receivers out there. And, you know, I think that's the better part. When I see people that are realizing their dream and understand that they are going to make it to that next level. So shout out to DJ Metcalf. With Josh Allen, Joe, I think he's going to wind up being a J-E-T-S, a Jets, Jets, Jets. That's why I asked our guy Rich Sermonello on Friday about him. And remember, he said the kid plays with a chip on his shoulder, that his opponents said that in the SEC they were more worried about guys like Josh Allen than even a Quentin Williams or some other guys from, you know, LSU, Alabama, that sort of thing. Josh Allen stamped himself again. I think him, Quentin Williams, and Nick Bosa are the top three picks, unless, you know, someone else jumps on up there and gets a quarterback like Kyler Murray. But those three defensive studs are going to go very early. And I think the green and white are going to wind up with one of them myself.
I'm still trying to figure out how a dude 260 pounds can run faster than Amari Cooper, Julio Jones, Odell Beckham Jr., A.J. Green, Michael Thomas, and Antonio Brown at the combine. That is what you were looking at in Montez Sweat, people, okay? faster than all of those guys listed. I mean, when we're looking at a dude that's 260 pounds that can beat Antonio Brown, Michael Thomas, AJ Green, Odell Beckham Jr. in a foot race, there's something wrong with this dude's metabolism or something. I can't get over that.
40 yards in a play. When is he ever going to run 40 yards in a play, Joe? So, like, it's nice to see the underwear Olympics, but still, give me the game film. Give me tape. You know, he's never, as a defensive lineman, going to run 40 yards. If he does, it's because he's chasing somebody, and that's not a good thing. So still give me their functional ability, what moves they have in the pass rush, rather than me showing them sprint 40 yards downfield.
I don't care what he does on the field. I don't want to ever have to run from this guy because his ass is chasing me down. Within the first two steps, I'm falling down, and that's the end of it, man. You got to be kidding me, man. That dude, that is absurd. I couldn't roll downhill that fast. You got to be kidding me, man.
I've seen workout warriors, you know, defecate the mattress in the NFL. So hopefully that's not the case for Montez.
As long as he does it over there and doesn't have to chase me, I'm good to go. That dude is scary, man. Very, very scary. All right, one down. Couple more hours to go. We'll break down a little Major League Baseball futures action for you coming up. Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Fantasy. Jacob DeGrom, I don't think, is risk-free. This whole talk about how potentially shutting himself down or, like, limiting his own innings if he doesn't get a contract extension throughout the season, that's kind of scared me off a little bit as well.
I just don't buy any of that. I think it's all posture.
It's all leverage. And the thing is, I think when you're considering taking a starting pitcher in the first round, Greg, you need to consider all of these things.
Weekdays, noon Eastern on FNTSY Radio and on your popular podcast providers.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
Maurice Aho, 2015-2016 European Long Drive Tour Champion, 2017 World Number One. Me personally, I keep my game face on me all the time. Especially coming out of the bunker, leaving the range, or even leaving the course. What's your story?
Go to GameFaceGrooming.com for all your athletic facial wipes and body cleansing needs.
If you've heard of WeatherTech floor liners, you probably know that for your vehicle's floor, nothing protects better. But what about protection for the rest of your car or truck? I'm David McNeil, founder of WeatherTech. Besides our floor liners, we design, engineer, and manufacture a wide range of automotive accessories right here in America. And just like our floor liners, everything is done to the highest standards possible. We understand what kind of investment owning a vehicle can be, so we do everything possible to help you protect it. We don't take shortcuts, and we never make concessions when it comes to quality. For everything from cargo liners to cleaning and detailing supplies, to mud flaps and car covers, the one place you need to go is WeatherTech.com. So if you are familiar with our floor liners, just imagine how well the rest of our products will work for you. Learn more about our full line of automotive accessories at WeatherTech.com or call 1-800-CAR-MATS. WeatherTech.com. Proudly made in America.
Hi, I'm Keith Urban. I believe every child is entitled to a complete and inspiring education. Music education programs in our schools help kids learn, socialize, gain confidence, and stay in school. They need your help to survive. Mr. Holland's Opus Foundation gives school music programs the instruments they need to make this opportunity available to every student who wants to play. With your help, we can keep music alive in our schools and give all kids the education they deserve.
Visit mhopus.org now to find out how you can help.
It should be noted, too, that yesterday at the Combine, over the weekend, this is always, it seems to be a thing now, year after year at the Combine, where a story will leak out about how an executive from one of these NFL teams just throws a bomb of a question that has really absolutely nothing to do with anything other
than your... So, I hear your mom's a prostitute.
Yeah, exactly. I heard your mom's a skank. It really is. It gets crazier and crazier. And the reasoning behind it, of course, is that they are trying to just put these guys in as uncomfortable position as humanly possible and see how they react to some adversity. And I think this year's is definitely takes the cake that, I guess, and this was funny. This came from a guy that's been covering the combine for 33 years. And he says, I've heard just about every crazy question in the world. But I guess Texas cornerback Chris Boyd was asked if he had both his testicles. And his answer was, yeah, I don't. But why? Like, why did you hear I only had one? Like, what's going on there? And unbelievable to be able to do. How would you like being the guy that has to ask that question, right? Like, you're given a list of stuff. Like, all right, your job is to shock and awe these kids, all right? So you got to throw, like, with a straight face. I don't even know if I could honestly, with a straight face, ask anybody, yo, dude, you got both your balls? Like, honestly, you got both those things hanging or what? What's going on here?
Right. No, I mean, listen, I think you said it right. It's not about the question itself. It's about getting a read on how people react when they're uncomfortable, right? Because these kids are going to be. They're going to get heckled. They're going to not know what to do on all that stuff. As long as they do it in a way that is, like, legal, you know what I mean? Instead of violating kind of when you're asking about your mother being a prostitute and stuff like that, that's a little bit, I think, over the line. But so to be honest, Joe, I'd rather a question like this, you know, this idea where, like, asking the kid Drew Locke if he, you know, cheated on his ninth grade math test, remember? I'd rather do that than, like, insulting family, to be quite honest. But you're right. It's about how they react in that situation. And at this point, because we know it's coming, if I was one of those, you know, an agent preparing one of these kids, I'd just be like, listen, it's going to come your way. All you got to do is remain calm and say something valid.
I'd like to know if maybe the guys are wondering if he's just a little bit more aerodynamic within the pocket, you know, only having one testicle.
Maybe.
He doesn't have to move around as much.
Helps him with the 40
for time. The record, Boyd checks in 5'11 and a half, 201 pounds, and both his testicles, in case you're keeping score at home. 1 hour in the books. Talk a little, coming up next here to Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same Game Parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.